I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. So I finally did something this weekend that I've been putting off. I put a sticker over the camera on my laptop. I've known for a while that the computer camera could potentially be on even when it's not activated, but it took seeing the new documentary Citizen 4 last week to finally make me do it. Citizen 4 is the new movie by Laura Poitras about Edward Snowden. The film plays more like a thriller than a documentary. Laura Poitras was with Glenn Greenwald and The Guardian's Ewan McCaskill when Snowden told all in a Hong Kong hotel room in 2013. So as the audience, you're seeing primary source video material about an incredible moment in history. Poitras reads the encrypted messages she exchanged with Snowden leading up to that meeting in Hong Kong. That only adds to the narrative drive, as do Snowden's own words. He explains to the three journalists in his room that he's leaking the NSA documents because he doesn't want people to fear that what they're doing online is being watched by the government. So I asked Poitras, if this is the case, why is Snowden in one of the most monitored countries in the world, Russia?
I mean, he didn't intend to, you know, to go to Russia. What happened was is that he was in Hong Kong when the U.S. came forward with the extradition request. He was assisted out of Hong Kong through a journalist, Sarah Harrison, who works with WikiLeaks, and they booked a flight. They were looking for airspace where they could travel, and they booked a flight to, I think it was Latin America they were trying to get to, and they booked a flight that was transiting through Moscow. And it was when they were in Moscow that the U.S. government revoked his passport, and he couldn't travel on. So it was never his intention to go there, but he was stranded there because he couldn't travel on.
What do you think has been the effect on Snowden of his time in Russia? I mean, when you reconnect with him in the film, he looks tired, rings around his eyes. What's he up to these days?
You know, I've visited him several times, but we're always meeting at sort of different locations, oftentimes hotels. And I mean, I do think that, you know, you see kind of the toll that, you know, the last, you know, year had taken on him, for sure. You see it on his face. You also, I think, see it on Glenn's face. I mean, this was, you know, a very intense time. I think now that Lindsay Mills, his longtime partner, is there, the last time I saw them, they were together, and he actually seems, you know, much sort of in better spirits.
There's that scene, and, you know, Snowden is a pretty monotone speaker through most of the proceedings in his hotel room, but he gets as agitated as you'll hear him when he hears that Glenn Greenwald's password is of an insufficient length, and his tone is almost like, what the hell did I do getting into bed with these amateurs? What did Snowden teach you about your own digital privacy? I mean, you said you had kind of already started the kind of path to encryption, and you knew some of this stuff.
Yes, Snowden's a really great teacher, actually. He's actually probably the best teacher I've ever had in terms of digital technology. I knew a lot going in, but I learned a lot from him. He taught me. I was using encryption before, but he quickly said that I needed to suggested I use another system. He actually didn't tell me. He suggested, and of course I took his advice. We started using an operating system called Tails, which is a bootable operating system that you store in either a CD-ROM or a USB stick, and you can boot it. And it's very hard. Every time you reboot, it kind of erases everything that's on it, on the system, and it forces all of your communication to go over encryption. So he taught me about using that. He also taught me some other things about how to mask my IP address and those kinds of little tips. So he's a good teacher. He also was a good teacher to Glenn. Actually, Glenn right now is very good at using encryption. You know, Glenn got up to speed, I think, you know, thanks to Snowden.
Do you feel safer now?
Do I feel safer? That's a good question. I mean, I would say that, you know, what felt like the most dangerous time working on this story was the time when I was, you know, alone communicating with Snowden, when I felt that the risks were at the highest before anything had come forward, before the world knew anything. That was the time in which, if I had made a mistake, the consequences would be quite negative and without the world knowing any of this information. And so I feel like I'm on the other side of that. And, you know, now that the world knows more and the information has been brought to the public, it does feel a bit safer to have it sort of out in the open. I feel more protected. But it did feel quite dangerous for those 5 months between when I was first contacted before going to Hong Kong.
You know, here's the thing. People are still buying stuff from Amazon. They're still texting and sexting. We have accepted mobiles and computers, but they are tracking devices for all of us. Does the so-called free world care about what Snowden revealed?
I think people do. I mean, I think it has shifted consciousness in people. I also think we're seeing shifts in technology industry. I think people realize that there is and will be a growing market for privacy, and that tools will come forward that will satisfy that.
How do you think digital activists are going to use the information that Edward Snowden revealed?
I mean, so digital activists, I mean, there are people who've been, you know, developing free software and trying to secure privacy and subvert surveillance for years. And the information that Edward Snowden has brought forward in a way has confirmed everyone's worst fears. There have been a lot of people who've been warning about what the government is capable of doing. And now there's actual evidence to prove it. And so I think that they will come forward with, you know, better tools, tools that are easier to use, that will allow individuals to use encryption so they don't have to wait for governments to shift policy.
Laura Poitras, her documentary Citizen 4 is out in theaters this Friday. Thanks very much, Laura.
Thank you.